AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. What's next for Johar Tsarnaev? The Boston Marathon bomber will be formally sentenced to death by the judge at a date yet to be determined after being condemned yesterday by the jury. That decision doesn't surprise former federal prosecutor Tom Durkin, who has represented other terror suspects.
There were some reasonable arguments that might persuade at least one juror not to vote for death, but I'm hardly shocked. This was a horrific crime.
Boston firefighter Mike Ward, who helped to save the injured that day, says Tsarnaev got what he deserved.
His justice now. He wanted to go to hell, and he's going to get there early.
But Massachusetts resident Richard Biller says,
originally, I was in favor of the death sentence, especially when I read about that little kid, Martin Richards. But as time went on, I don't really believe in the death sentence, and I don't see what it accomplishes.
Little Martin Richard was the 8-year-old killed in the Boston bombing. Now to the Amtrak crash in Philadelphia. The FBI will investigate whether the train may have been hit by some sort of object before it ran off the rails. The NTSB's Robert Sumwalt.
The lower portion of the left-hand windshield, there is a circular pattern that emanates out just a bit. So that's the damage to that.
8 people died when the train ran off the rails. Overseas, they've now found the bodies of all 8 people on board the U.S. Marine helicopter that crashed during a relief mission. 6 Marines and 2 Nepali soldiers were on board. An Egyptian court has just sentenced ousted President Mohamed Morsi to death over his part in a mass prison break that took place during the uprising that toppled Hosni Mubarak. This is AP Radio News. More than 1,000 workers are losing their jobs over the Bluebell Creamery's recall. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
Bluebell's production plants in Texas, Oklahoma, and Alabama have been closed since April when the company's ice cream was linked to 10 cases of listeria, including 3 deaths in Kansas. Now, its president says more than a third of its workforce, 750 full-time workers and 700 part-timers, are being laid off. Bluebell signed agreements with health officials in Texas and Oklahoma detailing steps that it must take before resuming production, but no timeline for that has been announced. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Mitt Romney got into the ring with 5-time heavyweight boxing champion Evander Holyfield last night in a charity fight in Salt Lake City. The two barely threw any punches and largely just danced around, occasionally lightly jabbing each other in the midsection in what was more of a comedic event than an actual bout, say those who were there. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.